It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Hey, welcome. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network, and we're originating from Jethro in beautiful downtown Granville, Michigan. Barbecue Bob, turkey day's behind us. Got another few days of deer season here, and I think this could be the tip-off for what it is you want to do with that fresh venison that I know you're going to get.
I think that's an absolutely great idea. I went up again Wednesday, and I'm going back up again next weekend.
Okay, so you're gonna muzzle load.
I am.
Okay,
I have a really nice muzzle load.
Yeah, I used to have one of those too. So, but you know what? When push comes to shove, I wanted the grill more than I wanted the muzzle loader.
So that was a good deal for both of us.
Yes,
then.
It was.
I'm gonna finally get to shoot it.
Yeah, well, good. Sight it in, because I think I might have only shot it three or four times.
And how did it go?
Well, I wouldn't guarantee that you're using the same powder and the same bullets and stuff, so I'd run a few through it
to
make sure.
That's a good idea.
Because if it's been sitting in your safe for a few years, you know, it needs to be lubed and all that other stuff. And yeah, I'm talking about the barrel now.
I take it out every year.
Yeah. Oh, do you?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, all my guns get a cleaning once a year.
Yep.
If I've used them or not.
Yep. But, you know, you got to get it. You got to get that barrel seasoned a little bit. And then she'll dial in.
We have a house full of grandkids and kids and future in-laws and in-laws. And it's a joyous place right now, let me tell you.
Well,
it's been a week, and we're always sad to see them go.
Yeah, well, you know, you're always so gracious to have Lisa and I out to spend some time with the kids. We just really treasure that. And Wednesday night was no exception. We ate some good food and then maybe crawled our way down to a little place that used to be called a Dirty Shame. We'll just leave it at that.
We still call it the Shame.
That's right. And
and Thanksgiving night, I'm always DD, so
right.
It's awful.
Yeah. it's awfully good to see you sit there and sweat while everybody else is having a good
you
time.
You have to see how stupid you look after you've been drinking. it doesn't have to make sense. But
right. Well, that's what you do at home on the deck, right? And then you get the big stogie out, and you get a little pour a little bourbon, and when you get home, you just have one of those for a nightcap.
That's
perfect.
Yeah. Well, I made some good progress finally on my grilled area. Being alone, you know, I've got this 22-foot beam I laminated
right
for the cross member, and I could not put it up.
Oh, come on, man. That thing had to weigh a couple hundred pounds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just getting it out there was a chore.
But the horses are home.
Yes.
So Bob's sons are both over 6 foot, probably a lot over 6 foot.
6'4", yeah.
Yeah. And
very strong.
And very strong, right.
And so one of them happened to just bought a house, and he had all my drills.
Oh.
So I'm dealing with my hammer drill and an old corded drill until I got them back. It was really nice having them back.
Yeah.
You forget how much you use like that impact drill. What do you
call
that?
No, I know what you're talking about.
You know, it's just
they'll bury a screw like nothing.
Yeah. When I was at Home Depot buying them, I'm asking the clerk, you know, his opinion on these things, and this dude was there, this other dad, and he says, "That's the one you want right there." And I said, "Well, I buy DeWalt all the time, so that's perfect." He goes, "No, but here's the thing: once you have that." And it's not an impact, but it's like an impact.
Right.
It works like an impact drill.
And they're a little stub nose on them.
Yeah. Yeah. He says, once you use this, you'll never pick the other one up again.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, boy, I don't know about that. Was he right?
Oh, yeah.
Snap in bits, and you're always driving screws.
Right.
And having that impact sensation on it, like a mini hammer drill,
right,
is in a built-in clutch, and it's just beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about, and Mama's got that on her Christmas list for me because I don't own one. I just got the regular one that you break your wrist once she bites.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
No, this is – well, you don't even have one with a clutch?
What? No.
Oh.
No.
Well, the one – if you get the Duo –
yeah, right. Well, that's what's on the list.
The DeWalt Duo Pack. Even the drill will have a clutch so you can adjust your
tension.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I got a big hammer drill, and that will break your wrist if you don't have the handle on it.
Right.
It's because it's a half inch, and it's
holy cow. Yep.
It'll take you for a run.
So a couple things this week with Thanksgiving that came down the line. I spatchcocked a turkey. Turned out fabulous. My turkey or Thanksgiving dinner was shrunk due to some COVID in the family. We just didn't want to expose everybody. So we had four people is all, and I did a little 12-pounder.
Was anybody actually sick, or they just tested positive?
Nobody at our place tested positive, but yes, mild stuffiness, but there were two
like
positive
what you and
tests.
I had when we
right.
had COVID.
Right. There were two positive tests in the family as a husband and wife. So we just decided, you know what, and we'll just do this another time. There's other weekends we can get together and eat.
Yeah, what kills me is how so many people treat this thing like it's the end of the world.
Oh, yeah. It's you know what? Some
people get extremely sick and they wait too long. And they, like when I got it, I was taking Z-Packs before I got it. And I think that made the symptoms very mild.
Yep.
Now, my sense of taste is still not what it should be.
I got no smell,
which
dude.
Which affects me on cooking.
Right. The taste would suck to not have. I can't smell, and I haven't since January when I had the COVID. So it's really weird. I get a whiff of things every once in a while, but it's not back.
Well, you know what? My son who had it, what he's been doing is, and he researched this, he's very much a fitness buff, all of them are, but he's in his Men's Health magazine or whatever, he found an article that said to get things with extreme smells, and don't put bury your nose in black pepper. I learned that.
No, but I could get this, but here's one for you, because Thanksgiving, I cook with a lot of garlic. You know that.
Me too.
And I opened the jar of liquid minced garlic. Thing should knock your socks off.
Yeah.
I could barely smell the garlic.
Well, keep smelling it.
Yeah, I guess
you're
that's it.
You're training your olfactory senses is what I understand.
Wow.
And I use like cologne, perfume, anything that's got a very strong odor, mint.
Right.
My spices, I'm trying to get that. And it's coming back. The good news is it does come back. But you actually have to push the envelope.
So here's a weird one. And this has to do with this is a head scratcher for me. I was dicing onions to put in chili.
Mm-hmm.
I made about a chili. My eyes were watering and burning like they normally do with the onion. I couldn't smell the onion, but it still bothered my eyes. So I was like, "That's kind of weird."
Well, no, but it's because it's your eye is picking up the whatever it is that makes them water. Your right. eyes. Not affected by your
right.
olfactory.
But usually you can smell an onion, right?
I mean, yeah.
And I couldn't, but I knew what I was doing because it was bothering me. So
now you have a dog, so
right.
you have dog droppings in the back.
Should
pick one up.
Unless Lisa doesn't pick them up.
You should pick one up. Yeah. And right when you get it to your face, you'll go, what?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't think so. That's a walk-by. No, but I wanted to do, you know, this is the time to be thankful. This is a time of giving. And I just want to tell you, I got a tremendous amount of satisfaction. I had a buddy call me up, and their family Thanksgiving is today on a Saturday,
yep.
right after the Thanksgiving.
Lots of them are.
Yep, and they get together just because everybody goes to their family, and then, you know, you get all. He asked me to how to cook a brisket because he was at the beer and barbecue thing we did at Gravel Bottom a month
okay.
ago.
Sure.
And we served those little Vienna rolls with horseradish and mm-hmm. brisket on them. Simple little, you know, three-ingredient deal. But he's like, oh, my God, those were the best things. And we had a little au jus on them, so, you know, they were tasty. And so I went over to Sobey Meats. And because he wanted me to do him a brisket, and I said, "Well, I'm not cooking on Saturday. I'm doing it for Thursday." So, no! You know, he wouldn't take it. And I'm like, "I'll cook you a brisket. It's not a lot of work, right? The smoker does all the work."
Yeah.
No, I don't want anything to do with it. I'm not making you do that. But I went and got one, right? And I didn't tell him. And then right after this show is done, it's out in the car, and I'm going to go deliver it with horseradish sauce. And the Vienna rolls to his family party. They're going to eat at 2:00, and I'm going to show up about 1:45 with this big old cooked brisket for him. And you know what? That feels really good to me.
Yeah.
It feels really good. Just do something special for somebody. That's all I'm saying. And you know what? I'm not charging him for it. I mean, he's a coworker. He's a great dude, and I just want to make him and his family, you know, happy.
That's so funny because I did the same thing when I went to deer camp.
Yeah.
I smoked a brisket. I cut it down the middle, and I brought it to my friend Joe, who came to my rescue when I trashed my Jeep up there.
Oh, yeah.
I brought it over there, and his wife was just smiling.
Joe the Stump Man. Yeah. All right. All right. Coming up next, Barbecue Bob's got some tasty deer treats for you. Stick with us. We'll be back.